Welcome, Akiko.
Thank you very much for inviting me today to this significant and historical, very important day. This is for me the first time to come into US. Yesterday I had a very nice day, showed around the Lake Michigan and Henry Moore sculpture. Today I'm very happy to share you about the situation in Japan, especially about the situation in Fukushima. I'm now working for FOE Friends of the Earth Japan for 6 years, and for nuclear and energy. After the disaster, we have decided to concentrate on the theme Fukushima and nuclear energy. This is the map of the radiation contamination you may have seen many times. The radioactive plume has first went to the direction northwest and then down to the south. This is the two big cities in Fukushima, Fukushima City and Koriyama. And these cities are highly contaminated. And this is the village Iitate, which is evacuated in June last year. This is the picture of September last year. And the rice fields are not anymore cultivated. The evacuees from Fukushima are still now 116,000 within Fukushima and also to other prefectures. I first introduce you about the protest against the 20 millisievert threshold for the school children. On 19th April last year, 2012, the Ministry of Education has announced a measurement of the maximum radiation dose in the school, building, and yard, 20 millisievert per year. It was about 3.8 microsievert per hour. But this standard, this radiation dose standard, was only for a school within the school and in the schoolyard. It didn't include the inner contamination and exposure in their house. These 20 millisievert for school children, it was really high rate of exposure. So many parents and citizens in Tokyo and Fukushima were very much angry about this announcement of the mixed, and made big protestant against that. This is the picture on the 23rd of May last year. Around 600 parents and citizens from Tokyo and Fukushima has surrounded the mixed building and made protest. They said, save children in Fukushima. Please roll back this 20 millisievert standard for children. We also have collected signatures from all over the world. More than 50,000 people have signed this signature. And then we also talked to the ministry and the Diet members. And on the 27th May, MEXT informed to roll this back and to aim 1 millisievert per year, this standard for school children. But of course, many problems still remain. For example, this was only the target, and it is not yet fulfilled. About 20 millisievert per year, this standard, I have to share some information. In Japan and in many countries in Europe or also in US, the maximum radiation exposure dose for ordinary citizens is 1 millisievert per year. And also, even for the nuclear workers, 5.2 millisievert. So from these standards, you can easily see that 20 millisievert is easily very high standard is. And also for especially for the children, it is extremely high standard. Now we have to remind about the evacuation zone in Chernobyl. Even in Chernobyl, the evacuation zone was settled with the 5 millisievert standard, the zone of resettlement. And in Chernobyl, they had the zone of the zone with right of resettlement with 1 millisievert per year. But how about it in Japan? In Japan, we had first these 20 kilometers and 30 kilometers radius from the Fukushima Daiichi as evacuation zone in March. And after that, because the radiation plume went to the northwest, they set this planned derivative evacuation area in April. And then settled these specific evacuation points in June. And for these two areas, derivative evacuation areas and a special evacuation point, for the settlement of these areas were the 20 millisievert standard. So this area was settled to the points, the cumulative radiation dose was exceed 20 millisievert year. And other areas were not settled as evacuation zone. For the people in these evacuation areas, the people in these evacuation areas has got the compensation, but outside of the area, they got nothing. And this is the evacuation zone after April this year, 2012. The evacuation area is obviously smaller. And some cities, like in this green area, the residents start to coming back, also children. And to this, to the 20 millisievert standard is still existing now. And this is the compensation scheme for the people in Fukushima. About the compensation, the government has discussed in the next Committee for Nuclear Damage Compensation. And they had announced the midterm report in August last year. And at that time, the compensation was also only limited within this yellow area, the official evacuation zone. And the amount was so, for official evacuation zone, there were about 100,000 people in this yellow area. And these people have received 100,000 yen, about $1,250 a month. But in August, the other people received nothing. So many people, many citizens in Fukushima, affected people, and also the citizens all Japan and also worldwide was strongly against this compensation scheme. And then at last in December, the compensation area was expanded to these blue areas. But the people in blue areas has contained only 80,000 yen per month, not per month, but for a year, for all, only once, for adult, and 400,000 yen for children. There were many families, especially women and children, evacuated on their own, outside of the official evacuation zone. This is the current evacuation and compensation scheme. This is 20 millisievert per year standard. And the people above this threshold, above this standard, is only compensated. And this area, in the blue area in the previous slide, has got not much but a little bit compensation and nothing for the others. For example, this blue area is only limited within Fukushima, and there are also many hot spots, contaminated areas in neighboring prefectures like in Gunma or Tochigi or in Miyagi. So there is still many problems. So what we, NGOs and citizens, and especially the citizens in Fukushima, urge to the government is to enlarge this compensation scheme to right to evacuation. These are the voices we have collected from the affected people who evacuated on their own. We have delivered these voices to the nuclear compensation deputies in September last year. Radiation exposure is high, more than 1 microsievert per hour in my house. I'm worried about whether I should make my children live in such environment. Why do we need to be exposed to radiation every day? It was obviously a political decision that the government increased the criteria to 20 millisievert. That's why I made a decision by myself. My husband says we will keep living here because of our livelihoods, loan for our own house, and our business. I didn't give birth to my baby to make him or her ill. Many people have evacuated, but many people have also remained in Fukushima because of financial reason or because of their work. And because of that, they hadn't adequate compensation. So we had many times meeting with the government and the Diet members to talk with this problem and to change and to enlarge this compensation scheme and the evacuation policy. Our appeals are these: repeal of the 20 millisievert standard, stricter limit for children and pregnant women, as in the city of Minamisoma. The national standard was 20 millisievert, but some cities like Minamisoma has original standard for children and pregnant women that is lower standard than the normal, other adults. And we also urge this such standard also to the Fukushima city, which was highly contaminated, but the Fukushima city and the prefecture of Fukushima has denied this. What they have always repeated was they do decontamination, and they have 20 millisievert standard. Position of Fukushima City was also so. They follow the position of the government, and they were concerning about the damage by rumors. This was the information meeting in Fukushima City. The government has informed that they don't set any evacuation points, special evacuation point, in the city of Fukushima. So the evacuation on their own was called voluntary evacuation. And this picture was were in July and August against the midterm report of the compensation committee. We also have handed the surveys and the voices of the affected people to TEPCO for compensation. But TEPCO said that they only follow the compensation scheme of the government. And this is the action in front of the next building, Ministry of Education. So this is the Fukushima Prefecture, and the Fukushima City is in the north of Fukushima. And as I showed for the first, the middle of Fukushima was highly contaminated outside of the evacuation zone. Hotspots were especially in the east side of the Fukushima City. But this is the prefecture office, and this Watari district is a very big residential area. So the government has not settled this Fukushima City as evacuation zone or point, because they also have concern about the damage of rumor. But there are so many households, more than 600, and there were also many children. Many children were remaining in the contaminated area more than 1 year. The contamination in that Watari district in the east side of the Fukushima was more than 3 microsievert per hour. This was the status in June, July last year. This is the result of automatic survey of the government. So there were many hotspots detected in these areas. And this is the contamination survey in October this year. The hotspots still remaining in this area and also in other cities in Fukushima. And the hotspots is moving from here to another place, but still remain there. The government said that they do decontamination, but the effect of decontamination is very limited, because there are mountains here, mountain area, and this is the Iitate village, highly contaminated. And with the rain or with the wind, the radioactive materials comes always into the city. And this is the decontamination. Decontamination plan is for 2 years, and it is still ongoing. And the removed soil is stored in their backyard of the residents, like this. And there are no place to remove these soils. So the way of decontamination is so like this: remove the soil or wash the houses with high pressure water. So we have urged the government to enlarge the evacuation zone first and for the adequate compensation, but it was not implemented yet. And then we urged the government for the short-term refreshment for the children. But it has also denied by the government and by the city or by the prefecture. So that's why we have started this voluntary project, Poka Poka Project for Fukushima Children. Poka Poka, this means warm or heartwarming, like in hot springs. There is a hot spring within the Fukushima city, in the west side. This is the Fukushima station, and this is Watari district in east side, and this is Tsuchiyo hot spring in west side. In this area, in west side, it is less contaminated. The radiation dose there is 0.1 to 0.2 microsievert per hour. So a little bit, almost the same as in Tokyo or in Saitama. So we have started this project, Poka Poka, from January this year. This to support the children and family from this area to these hot springs for the weekends or so 2-3 days for refreshment. We provide the stay at the onsen hotels and provided the children to play outside of the buildings. And these are vegetables from east side, west side of Japan, from not contaminated areas. So these vegetables and rices are donated from all of the over Japan. Children and family has could have relaxed time at this at the hot springs only for a short time, but they could have released themselves. This project we do we continue this project still now on. And we are planning to do that until March next year to provide the children and family relaxed time. So you may heard about this thyroid examination inspection through news. Thyroid examination was undertaken in the prefecture Fukushima, but this is only for children, limited to children. That is also the problem. But through this examination, more than 30% of the children, examined children, detected this small tubercle or pustule. But for this 30 or 40% of the children in A class, they cannot, they are not examined, the detailed examine. Detailed examination is 2 years after this examination. And they said that it is no problem. It is only small, say the prefecture and the government. But as you know, by one girl, 16 years girl, the thyroid cancer was also found through this inspection. So now many parents and many mothers are still now considering about moving out from the Fukushima prefecture. But for that, the compensation is not enough, still not enough. But there is one progress in this year, in June. a new law was enacted, nuclear accident child victims law. This was submitted by the Diet members, and in cooperation with the citizens and affected people from Fukushima. This new law for the children and the Fukushima victims ensure the residents and also for the evacuees the right to live healthy. Then they ensure food safety at home and at school, health examination and medical fee remissions. And for the evacuees, job support, accommodation support, and to both, study support for the children and support for children who live apart from their parents, from their family. But this law is not implemented yet, and this is only the framework. The detail is now to be determined, and for that process, decision making process should be involved. Should be the victim, the affected people from Fukushima involved. These details for this law should be discussed with the participation of the people from Fukushima. That is what we, with the people from Fukushima, appealing to the government now. Now I'd like to show you a video, a 10-minute video. This is the Watari district in the Fukushima city. 63 microsievert per hour. The decontamination has begun in February this year. 9 microsievert per hour on the school road. They go to another place for the weekend to have refreshment. 2.5 to 3 microsievert in our backyards. This is the grandmother. He's gone to the prefecture to protest against the policy. This was the information meeting in the Fukushima city about the settlement of the evacuation point, but it has denied. This is the man of the government. She's explaining about the radiation dose in Fukushima is lower than other places. Maybe you have seen about the radiation exposure, but under 100 millisievert is no problem for the health. In Minamisoma, there is a special evacuation standard for children and pregnant women. 2 microsievert per hour. This is the man from the Fukushima city. The evacuation point is settled by the government, not by the city. So we are not responsible for that. The information meeting was for 5 hours. This is the Minami Soma city, which has the standard for children. Once more in Watari district in Fukushima, more than 2 microsievert was detected by the government research. It will be settled as evacuation point in Minami Soma standard. He has small children, 1 year daughter. Around the window, the radiation was higher than here, so the baby sleeps here in front of the house. She hasn't been in their backyard yet. While the decontamination, I hope to be evacuated. This is the meeting with the government. We do the decontamination. My 1 year daughter is exposed on this time. The life of the children is really precious, so please think about that. Please do the survey once more. Our choice is only to remain here. It was more than 30 microsievert per year. So we cannot expect the government anymore. We have to start ourselves. So we have started this Poka Poka project with several citizens groups. He lives in the Watari district with his children. He cannot go because of his work. Until the decontamination is completed, we would like to evacuate the children. So this is the hotel at the Tsuchiyu Hot Spring. More than 2,000 people have participated to this project. This project is carried out with the donation. Yes. Thank you very much. 2 weeks later, from 15th to 17th December, IAEA is hold a meeting in Fukushima, in Koriyama, to discuss about decontamination or the nuclear energy in the future. So we are now planning a big conference, counter conference to this, big conference in Tokyo and counter actions in Koriyama. And I'm going to be there with the people in Fukushima. After the disaster, there are many sad and problematic things, and they are still going on. But sometimes we have something happy to work with the people in Fukushima and Tokyo and around together. So I'm also happy to meet with you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. That was really something. We're very impressed with your work. And I would like to know, this movie is totally in Japanese, and did you make this movie to show it in other parts of Japan to receive support for this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I made this this September, and you can show this on our website, FOE Japan. But it's a pity we still not we now have no English subtitle.
Can you talk a little about the incineration of the rubble that's going on throughout the country?
Excuse me. Incineration
and burning of the Fukushima, well, it's the tsunami rubble is contaminated, and I understand that it's going to incinerators all around Japan, regular garbage incinerators, and then the ash is being dumped in the bay. And then I heard that the idea was it would spread the whatever it is around, and then they would share the suffering, I guess, instead of keep it in one place.
Experts recommend us not to spread and not to burn the incineration, but the government do that. The threshold for that is 8,000 kilobecquerels, 8,000 becquerel per kilogram. It is very high. But the burning of is already begun in some prefectures. Of course, the residents are strongly against that, yeah. But they cannot stop it. They could not stop it.
We would like to help with the people that are doing that.
Mm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi. Thanks again for coming. And I was just wondering what the situation is in Tokyo with radiation and if there's anything in the water.
The radiation level is now direct after the disaster, 0.8 to 0.1 microsievert per hour. But in Tokyo or neighboring areas, there are also some hot spots.
Do you know how high the radiation is in the hot spots?
In hot spots, 0.2 or 3 microsieverts. But in Fukushima, still now 0.8 to 1 microsievert.
Can you talk about the demonstrations in Tokyo? Are they continuing and are they increasing? And is the government doing anything to stop them?
The big demonstration was in September last year. There was more than 60,000 people on the street. But from this April, the protest against a nuclear restart has begun in front of the Prime Minister's house, and the number of the people are bigger and bigger. And in July, the number was estimated to 200,000 around the Prime Minister's house. It was really big. I should say. And there was also a big demonstration in July. There were 170,000 people on the street. So the demonstration in Japan, especially in Tokyo, is growing. And the demonstration is still now continuing.
I read where Dr. Emoto came in to the Fukushima prefecture and was talking about planting hemp to try to decontaminate some of the land. And also I know that Paul Stamets, the mushroom guy, has been over to Fukushima and talking about decontamination with mushrooms, you know, fungi. So can you talk about any of those kind of projects that might be going on? Thank you. You know, decontamination projects,
yes.
Utilizing biology, bioremediation, algae, hemp, and mushrooms?
Mm-hmm. Mushrooms are still not contaminated, and sometimes it exceeds the level, the standard of 100 becquerel per kilogram, but
uh, I don't know about that. There are many voluntary decontamination projects, but they are not officially regarded, officially implemented.
In the event of a nuclear power accident, but the law was, the point was, the law was passed before any nuclear reactors were built in this country. In this case, it sounds like and likewise, there's been a lot of evacuation planning in the event of an accident. In this case, it sounds like the compensation scheme and the evacuation planning happened only after the accident as opposed to before the accident. Do you understand the question?
I don't really.
So the evacuation and compensation scheme was not settled before the accident. The accident will not happen, said the government, before the accident.
Can you address the impact on agriculture and commerce? One of the things that I've been looking into, certainly here in Illinois, we have more reactors than any state, but we're a state that relies heavily on agriculture and our ability to sell our product. After Fukushima, I started making phone calls to some of the companies that we buy tea from, looking at the boxes and trying to figure out where do these leaves come from. And I called two companies. One was Celestial Seasonings, who said immediately after the tsunami, they stopped taking product from Japan. When I called Tazo Tea, they said that they continued to take product from Japan and that they follow EPA and FDA guidelines, which I told her cannot protect us from our own food sources, let alone foreign. But can you address agriculture?
Impacts on agriculture.
Yes.
So last year, in rises in the prefecture of Fukushima, radioactive materials has been detected. In some cases, more than 500 becquerel per kilogram, more than that. That a provisional standard after the disaster. So the contamination is still going on. The government has down the standard to 100 becquerel kilogram and 20 becquerel for the school meal for children. But under 20 becquerel, that people don't know, and the Fukushima, the children in Fukushima, the school meal in Fukushima is served by the local products. So it is still some product, agriculture products, which is prohibited to sell, regulated.
Arigato gozaimashita, hontoni. We've heard a lot of numbers. We've seen pictures of people. Beyond that, there is all the emotions, all the feelings people have because they've lost their lives and their livelihood and their home. I have a friend who is a skilled group process community development person. He is working he's an American, but he's working half time in Japan. And he started with young people from the shelters in Fukushima and brought them together to share their feelings, but to use those feelings to go forward. We'll be doing a little bit of that here in our Active Hope workshop tomorrow. He is now working throughout the country with groups imagining the future for Japan that they really want. Would Friends of the Earth Japan like to know of this person and his work and maybe connect together?
Yes.
Yes.
Very willing to.
Okay. So would I ask him to contact you?
Yes. Okay. Talk to you later.
Hi, I'm John Miller. Like others, I thank you for coming. I feel a deep solidarity with you and your situation. I'm wondering if there is evidence of people's bodies or minds not reacting well to what's basically a situation where they are out of control and have very few options. Is the divorce rate going up? Is the illness rate rising? Is the heart attack rate rising? What effects does this make on people who have to live day after day in a situation they consider dangerous?
There are many situations. Many voluntary evacuated people have evacuated the mothers and children in many cases because the fathers have work in Fukushima. In such cases, the father has to go far away to see their family, and it costs also much. So it is a very big problem. And in some cases, the family has decided to move together, and many people we know has already went out from Fukushima. But there are also many people still remaining in Fukushima. There are two types. Some people cannot go because of work or financial reason. Some people think that they are safe because the government said so. So within the Fukushima, the people are also divided. People who are believe in the government and people who not. So it is very complicated.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Arigato, Setsuko.